like he's pretty elusive in the pocket. Oh, yeah. He's got some good feet.
Oh, yeah, great feet. Great quarterback. You know, we just got to do a good job with containing him. You know, we try to contain everything and make everything one-dimensional around here. And, you know, that's the approach.
As far as just going on the road to the stretch now, what's kind of the mindset that you guys have to take to get this thing righted where you want it to be?
Business trip. You know, we haven't really had many games where we were away. We had a good stretch of home games, and now we're getting away. We got to take care of our body, and we're flying, and get the game plan down and try to execute as best as possible on Sunday.
Nick, I know you guys are going to tell me, we don't care about what anybody else is doing. We don't look at standings, but you got to be aware that it's a pretty big logjam in the NFC. No one has been able really to separate themselves a whole lot. So your opportunity is still there. How do you guys separate? How do you get above this massive
this level.
Mediocrity, if you will?
I think just being consistent. Being consistent and, you know, when you got to make when the play is there for you to make, you got to make the play. The opportunities are there for us to make. We can't go out there and not, you know, take advantage of those opportunities. So, you know, we have our shots. We just have to capitalize on what we get out there.
Was that pass rush last week better than what the numbers show?
Pressure. There was more pressure. You know, pass rush had come. You know, and pass rush is one of those things where there's other things that have to work as well. You know, if the ball's coming out in less than 2 seconds, I mean, what can you do to that? So, there's a lot of other moving pieces that need to be in place to make sure that we really get after the quarterback. But pressure is one of the things that helps.
And, Nick, they haven't given up many sacks. Is there something that you're seeing from them on tape that presents a different or a unique challenge to get after them?
They're like any other team. We have to go out there and, well, myself, I have to do my own studies to make sure that what I can do to help in the pressure, put pressure on the quarterback the best way I can. And collectively as a unit, we have to come together and do the same. I haven't looked at a whole lot yet, but for right now, it's all game plan stuff. We want to make sure that we put pressure on him and have him make foolish mistakes.
Is there a fine line between wanting to, you know, put your will on them, get after them, and then knowing that he's the kind of guy that likes to run out of undesigned runs because with his scrambling ability, he can just kind of take off and get away? Do you have to control the way you, like Aaron's kind of been facing, where they're trying to keep him in the pocket? Or how do you guys approach that?
He's a threat, so you have to be cautious, you know, in your rush lanes and things like that. You know, we know what he can do, and, you know, our main focus is containing him. And the best way we can do that is, you know, making him feel uncomfortable, in the pocket. I think we're going to do a good job with that.
Nick, how do you guys manage to make sure that negativity, being disappointed after Sunday, doesn't turn into a negative rolling forward?
I don't think we're never really negative or beat down about something. It's all an experience and a learning experience to grow. But everything is still in front of us. So there's so much positivity to think like that. Our approach is simple. Every week is to win. You know, it's 1-0. You know, so every game for us is a game that we need to win. That's that.